Broadcasting worldwide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
That's right. We're in beautiful Honolulu overlooking Diamond Head, and we're going to Hoylake, Merseyside in the UK, where at the Royal Liverpool, the Open is being played. And Golf Week's senior writer, Alex Maselli, will be joining us. First, let's thank the people who make this all possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Dr. Armand Chong Dentist, the director of the Hawaii TMJ Institute, dental director for 10 senior facilities, the official dentist of the 1990-95 Hula Bowl and Aloha Bowl. Dr. Armand Kainoa Chong, a great dentist, 737-3525. And Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years, an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem. Also, Star Protection. For property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California. And also, Acura of Honolulu, where military appreciation never ends. Ask TJ about the military appreciation pricing and discount at 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. It's a great day to test drive an Acura of Honolulu.
And we are proud to introduce our newest sponsor, Creative Plumbing. Whether you're building a shopping center, a store, a custom home, or a townhouse, call Creative Plumbing because it's got to be done right. That's Creative Plumbing. And now we're going to Hoylake. It feels like a Ryder Cup. Rory McIlroy, Ricky Fowler. Well, for a moment, it felt like a Ryder Cup. Golf Week senior writer and co-host of the Grill Room Golf Show, Alex Maselli. Welcome to the show.
Well, Daniel, how are you?
Excellent. How are you?
Oh, you know, well, it's really odd because we should still be watching golf right now, but because the RNA decided to do this 2-tee start, we're basically all done and packing up for the day.
I know. I felt like, oh my goodness, I bet they wish they were on, like, I don't know, 5 o'clock Hawaii time at least, maybe 2 hours ago. But wasn't that amazing for a while there? Rory started kind of back, right? And Ricky Fowler started coming on. They were tied for the lead. And I thought, wow, look at this Ryder Cup action we've got going on. And then things kind of changed.
Well, yeah, I mean, Rory didn't start very well, bogeying the first hole, and Dustin Johnson, who was one of the playing competitors in the grouping he had, actually birdied, so he went from a 4-shot lead to a 2-shot lead, and I thought, well, Dustin Wright would do something, but Rory kind of steadied the ship, and then all of a sudden, you're right, then Ricky Fowler out of nowhere just started, you know, putting numbers together and was tied for the lead, and it was so briefly tied for the lead.
I know.
And all of a sudden, you saw Rory McIlroy, like, do what Rory McIlroy could do or can do, and just kind of light it up, including eagles down the stretch, two in the last three holes. And that pretty much puts the lead at six and makes it, I'm not going to say insurmountable, but certainly makes it pretty difficult for the rest of the field going into Sunday.
Yeah, okay. Rory McIlroy has won the PGA by 7 at Kiawah, the U.S. Open by 6 at Congressional, but he also lost it at the Masters. What do you think?
Well, the Masters loss was a long time ago, and he's learned a lot. And I think, you know, he seems to be hitting the ball so well. He's been very close, and he's, you know, won this year already. So that kind of got that off of his back. So, I mean, I think it would be very difficult to see him kind of implode here. It's certainly possible. We've seen some of the best players implode today. Tiger Woods being one of them. We've seen other guys struggle today. So. And that was in a situation where there was very little wind. Now we're talking about a situation where there'll probably be a little more wind, and you're playing in the final round of a major championship where you have a lead. And one of the hardest things to do in professional golf is to play with a big lead.
Yeah, well, Rory McIlroy seems very comfortable. I was watching the interviews after the round was over, watching Rory talk about his round and watching Ricky Fowler talk about his round. It was interesting. Rory just talks to you. Ricky, I feel like he's overcoached in the media department. He's almost second-guessing what he's supposed to say, how much he's supposed to say, what he's not supposed to say, where Rory just comes out and says it.
Right, yeah. I think that's how Rory's been throughout his life, and we were actually concerned a little that maybe some of the things that have happened over the last couple of years might kind of change him. And I'm still not saying that that may not happen, but you're right, Ricky's a little more, I'm not going to say polished as much as Ricky's a little more guarded. And that might be the fact that Ricky, you know, comes to the United States and is aware of what can and can't. Quite honestly, I'm not even sure who's advising Rory right now, but I know in the days when Chubby was advising him, they wanted him to be, you know, candid and honest. I think in the end, that's going to be the best thing for him.
Let's talk a little bit about Rory McIlroy and that driver of his. He had it dialed in. A strokes gained with the driver. I mean, as you mentioned earlier, two eagles at the end of that round. It was amazing to watch.
Well, you know, these guys didn't want to hit driver the first day. The wind was such that they didn't need to. But one thing they've realized is that they can carry the trouble considerably, meaning the bunkers, if they hit driver. And so if you can hit it relatively straight, you're going to have a lot of opportunities to do something well. I mean, that was the thing. Both Rory and Dustin Johnson hit driver on the first hole. So for Rory to make bogey from the fairway, that was kind of weird. They didn't have much left. But, you know, when they hit drivers, you see the first bounce is either at where the bunkers are to the right or to the left or just past them. And then it's running out another 20, 30, 40 yards. So they really are overpowering this golf course if they hit driver. And Rory has been able to really go after the driver, not only today or this week, but, you know, over the last, I would say, 3-4 months, he's actually driven it past Dustin Johnson, who we certainly would think would be the longer of the two, but it's not been the case, at least it wasn't the case on Saturday.
No, Rory, I think, hit on Friday 396 yards with his driver, and Dustin Johnson was at 323 off the tee with driver. I mean, that's a huge difference for someone
who's...
Well,
they have two measuring holes which they use, but if you want to get into numbers, last week at Aberdeen when I was there, Rory McIlroy had a driver, hit a driver 425 yards.
That's just goofy.
Well, I mean, downwind, you know, and hard ground. Anything's possible for these guys.
Yeah, okay. So my first thought is, are they going to want to make big changes to protect Royal Liverpool? Or is RNA looking at this more like, okay, they can bring out their drivers and hit them long, but that's not always going to work for them?
Well, I don't think they would make major changes. You know, the next time we're probably here is 8 to 10 years. I think what you have to realize is that we've really had very little weather. And the groups that have had weather, it's made a big difference. The groups that have not had weather, they're the groups that are, most of those guys are on the top of the leaderboard. And if you don't have weather, I don't care where you play in one of these venues, in these linked venues. If you don't have weather, it's going to be not as much necessarily a pitch and putt course, but it's certainly going to be an easier test than if you have some weather.
We're talking with Alex Maselli, Golf Week senior writer, co-host of the Grill Room Golf Show on TuneIn Radio. They'll have their new show posted on Monday, and you can listen to it on TuneIn at your convenience, wherever you are, on your iPhone, on your tablet, whatever you happen to have. It's on TuneIn Radio, the Grill Room Golf Show. I'd like to talk to you about the 2-iron and how that's come back into play. I know, Alex, that on the range on Golf Channel, you talk about equipment all the time. Can we talk a bit about that 2-iron?
Sure. I think that I think what they've tried to do, not only Nike, who put this new 2-iron in the bag this week for a lot of guys, actually Rory put it in last week, but both Callaway and Titleist also have put together new driving irons as well. And you know, the bottom line is that they feel like they can control the ball better. The technology is such now, and when you used to look at a 2-iron, I mean, it was a pretty small club head. Now it's a little bigger club head. They used to have muscle back. They just have a lot more technology involved in the head, and it really allows you to hit the ball a little better. And, you know, I'd be honest with you, going around this golf course with 2-iron and not needing a driver is certainly something that could have been done by some of these guys. It's because how long they are and keeping the ball on the ground is, you know, is a big positive. But they never got the weather for some of them, and so they never had to worry about that.
Mm. Now, the driving iron, is it something that the average hacker can use?
Yeah. Oh, well, I don't know about average hacker. I think that I think that you can find that you can hit it now where you may not have been able to in the past. You know, people question if you could hit a one iron in the past, it would be very difficult. But I think today, these driving irons act as a one iron or maybe even a three iron. They have different lofts. They got 18, 21, 24, and I think actually Callaway is coming up caught with a 16, which is very similar to a three wood. Yeah, I think you can hit it. And I think one of the things that you like about it is if you're in the rough, not the heavy stuff necessarily, but in the rough, and you want to just get something on the ground and going, you can go down the shaft on one of these clubs, and you can really get a lot of distance out of them.
And I understand they have a really cool look in the bag. So if you're kind of tired of your hybrids and the fatness of them, these are sleek and kind of sexy.
Right. They're all going to be forged, most likely. They are. They're very nice-looking clubs. There's no question. And you may not – people may not realize, but when Callaway first came out with their – I don't want to say drive knives, but utility. They used to call them utility iron a couple of years ago. Ernie Els had, I think, all three, the 18, 21, 24 in the bag when he won at Royal Lithium.
Okay. Speaking of Ernie Els, we're talking with Alex Maselli, Golf Week senior writer. Ernie, after hitting a spectator in the jaw, has had a terrible open. Was that what caused it, or is he just having a hard time with his game?
You know, I don't think he's having a hard time with his game. I think that that actually did shake him up a little, and I think that that made a difference in how he approached the first round, and then after that it was too far back. I think he finished seven over.
Mm.
So, yeah, I think that really did affect him.
Yeah, and Tiger, you mentioned earlier in the show that he kind of collapsed. When I turned the tube on around 3 o'clock in the morning, Hawaii time, and I was watching, of course, it was Rory and Ricky and Sergio and all of these things going on, and I was going, well, what happened to Tiger? I know he's somewhere. It was interesting seeing the broadcast with so little Tiger, at least the one that I was able to see. I understand that ESPN was doing an all-Tiger, all-the-time broadcast. Did they keep that up?
Well, I don't know because I'm not in the U.S., so that's one of the things we don't see all that. But I would think they would if they've advertised that. But I shot W3 today, and to be quite honest with you, played very poorly. Just, you know, he had a couple birdies early, and things seemed to be going in the right direction. And I think he made a double and a triple today and made some bad swings yesterday that caused him to shoot 77.
Yeah.
You know, when he shot 69 in the first round, everybody was a little giddy around here. Not me, but everybody else. but I've seen this before. I've seen his inability to finish off not only rounds but tournaments. And I think, again, this is another example of that. And it's going to be a difficult situation for Tom Watson, who's going to have to decide what he's going to do about it. Because he is in the middle of, you know, trying to assess who he wants to pick on his team. It's still a little early, but he's going to have to make that decision. And he's been adamant in the fact that he does want to have Tiger Woods on the team if he's playing decently. I don't know what you call 69, 77, 73, but I don't know if it's decent.
Yeah, well, okay, Tiger struggled in the past and then came back and won five times. He did something similar before this. Is he just getting his game back, or does he need to go back to Butch Harmon? I mean, what would you do if you were Tiger Woods, being able to look at yourself objectively?
Well, I think you have to make an honest assessment of what's wrong with your game, which he has not, quite honestly. You hear him talking, it's always just in that. His putting is very poor. You know, this is a guy that used to pour stuff in from everywhere. And he barely can pour a cup of coffee at times now. And I think the swing is, you know, it's very hard to understand if the swing is something that is required because of the knee or the back, or the swing is just the swing now, and this is what he wants to go with. You know, certainly you can talk about longevity, but he's 35. I don't know how long, 36, whatever he is. Of course, longevity we're talking about. I think that he needs to take an honest assessment of, you know, I can't hit the ball in the fairway with a driver when I need to.
Yes.
Yesterday, meaning on Friday, he had to make an 8-footer to stay in this tournament, to actually make the cut, and he did. And so, you know, if you're looking around, you're saying, okay, here's a guy that can't hit a driver. First hole, first day, hit it so far left. He was almost in the 18th fairway, or yesterday rather. And then at the end of the round, he makes an 8-footer, which he desperately needs to make the cut. So you just never know which Tiger you're getting, and I think that's part of the problem. There's no consistency at all, and that has a lot to do with what kind of swing he's got, and I think he really needs to figure that out, because if he could figure out the swing a little better, then in turn, the putting will come around because he won't be putting so much pressure on himself when he gets on the green.
There you go. I'll hear a lot about his length of swing changing depending on which club he's using. And that's throwing him off his timing. You know, it's everybody analyzes him. I imagine he analyzes himself just as much. Sergio Garcia, finally, one final thought here. Alex Maselli, Golf Week senior writer. He absolutely loves this Open. I love it. He loves going to the Open. He says no matter what, whether he's sad or happy, he just loves being there. Do you think he's got a chance finally to get his major?
You know, this is really tough, Danielle. I mean, he's 7 shots back. You really need Rory McIlroy to make some big mistakes tomorrow to get somebody that's 7 shots back into the fray. I think Rory McIlroy, looking at the most recent odds, is 1-10.
Okay.
So, I think that if you're Paul McGinley, your European Ryder Cup captain, and you're looking, you're saying, okay, Rory McIlroy, that's nice. He's on my team already. Sergio Garcia, this is great. He's on my team. Victor Dubuisson, that's great. He's on my team.
Uh-huh.
So he's got 3 guys, and then he's got some guys that aren't on his team that are playing well with Eduardo Marinari and Matteo Mancero.
Yeah.
I think that's what you're looking at, because you're sure as heck are not looking at Sergio Garcia overtaking Rory McIlroy in 7 shots with 1 round to go.
There you go. So it's Ryder Cup, and that's exactly what I was thinking as I looked at that leaderboard. I thought, wow, he's got a really good UK team, and we've got our work cut out for us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks so much. Alex Maselli, Golf Week senior writer and co-host of the Grill Room Golf Show. You can have a great show with Bob Bupka. He's coming up a little bit later on in the show. I'll say hi for you.
Yeah, definitely say hi for me and ask him why Tiger is playing like a dog.
I'm sure he'll have a good answer for me.
I doubt it, but that's okay.
That's how it goes on the Grill Room Golf Show with Alex Maselli and Bob Bupka. Thank you very much, Alex.
Thanks, Danny.
Okay. We'll be back with Ed Kageyama. He's the GM at Ka'anapali, and it's the world's largest golf outing. Indeed. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years. We depend on Creative Plumbing to maintain our plumbing, pipes, and fixtures. They just installed our commercial kitchen and finished 2 offices for the new tenants. Big business, condo, retail store, or home. You want your job on time, on budget, done right. Do what we do. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. That's Creative Plumbing, 841-2837. Your experts on call.
Why wait? To be old enough or wise enough? Why wait to own the road ahead when you can do it now? Why wait to drive the Acura ILX? Why wait to experience design with purpose? An exterior so unique, you have to see it to believe it. Why wait to have the world within reach with the intuitive controls of the Acura ILX? Why wait to grab life by the wheel when you can do it now with paddle shifters? Why wait to follow the rules when you can make up your own? Why wait another 25 years to get what you want? The 2014 Acura ILX. Don't wait. Have a quarter-life crisis.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out our latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit us today.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded, property guard and patrol services, loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Teed up the ball, feet grounded, taking a deep breath, grip it and rip it. Did I? Oh, man. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
All righty. We've got Ed Kagayama. Oh, just a reminder that Ben Wright, the legendary broadcaster, will be coming up in about 15 minutes. But first, we are talking about the fourth annual world's largest golf outing to benefit the Wounded Warrior Project. The regional manager in Hawaii of Billy Casper Golf is Ed Kagayama. He's also the general manager at Ka'anapali Golf Resort. Welcome to the show, Ed.
Good morning, Danielle. How are you?
Excellent. Excellent. Have you caught any of the Open?
Here and there. I've been trying to. Yes, I have.
Oh, yes. It's absolutely amazing to see how green it is versus when Tiger Woods won back in 2007.
Yeah, it's amazing how the greens are pretty receptive to a lot of the shots coming in. But I love the hard and fast fairways, though.
Yeah, and I love that. And I hope you're able to see the last nine of Saturday with Rory McIlroy. He was just... amazing. I mean, two eagles.
Yeah, he was playing. He's playing really well. Back-to-back 66s, and his Friday jinx hopefully is over.
Yeah.
But he played. His game looks really good. Hopefully, he can keep it going through the weekend.
Yeah, and we're rooting for somebody who's going to be against us really soon when Ryder goes. I'm looking at the leaderboard, going, "Wow, look at all these great players," you know. And then I went, "There aren't very many. U.S. players." On the top of the leaderboard, you know, and we're playing in Scotland. So it's not like we've got the U.S. advantage being on a stroke play course, you know.
And it didn't look very good on Thursday and Friday when all the U.S. players were looked very frustrated on the golf course.
Yeah, poor Bubba Watson. You know, he goes, I only play this once a year. I'm just not used to it. But then again, Phil Mickelson, who didn't like Lynx golf for so long, all of a sudden came around, decided he liked it, won the Scottish, won the Open. And then there was, let me see, I saw a couple of guys, Rory McIlroy, who at one point in his career said he didn't like Lynx golf. I guess he got over that.
He shoots 66. He can love anything.
Yeah, exactly. Two times. All right. As the man telling us about the fourth annual world's largest golf outing, I understand this is the brainchild of the Billy Casper golf folks. How did this come about?
It is. It's we've been very close to the organization for a number of years, and Billy being a veteran. I think he was in the Navy, and being a veteran, he has a very soft heart toward the military and is very supportive of it. And so every opportunity he can get, he wants to do something with the military to benefit the military. And that's, so this relationship with the Wounded Warrior Project was just natural for us as an organization. And, you know, we have the luxury of 160 golf courses that we can pull from, and then the amount of play that we can generate on our 160 golf courses, then it's a very viable economic driver for an organization like Wounded Warriors.
It's wonderful because it was like, it would be, I love how Billy Casper Golf's, I think it was Peter Hill, said something like, wouldn't it be cool if we had a golf outing on all of our courses on the same day? Because everybody does fundraisers. You got one course, you know, you have 170 people going out, you know, shotgun and having a blast and eating their way through the golf course and raising money. Well, what if you did it on how many golf courses did you say?
Well, we have 160 in our company.
Yeah.
There's going to be about 110 actually conducting an event.
That, and on all that money, it's I think since 2011 when this first started, over $1.1 million has been raised. That's phenomenal.
Right. Our goal this year is $1 million.
$1 million just for this year.
Yep. So we'll have about 110 courses, probably about 15,000 golfers, you know, all playing golf on the same August 11th. And in Hawaii, we'll be playing on Pulakea Golf Course on Kauai and Ka'anapali on Maui.
Cool. Anything on Oahu?
Nothing on Oahu. We don't have a course on Oahu, so
not this year,
unfortunately.
Okay. Well, yeah, because I had from last year's lineup, so I thought there was one on Oahu. One course that I kind of like a lot too. It's a fun little course to play. So if you'd like to take part in the world's largest golf outing and raise money for the Wounded Warrior Project, you need to Do what?
go to the world's largest golf outing.com. Okay. That's our website. You can sign up and you can make additional pledges if you'd like. And we have a lot of people who do that. And then we have a bunch of contests going on for individuals that raise the most money or the teams that raise the most money, and some great prizes, some great trips. So check it out. Check it out on the website.
World's largest golf outing.com is where you go, and you'll see all the different facets to this. You can be a team. You can sign up as an individual. There are prizes. There are things to win, like trips, and we always like to win trips. That's sometimes I wonder, you know, there's so many really cool prizes and expensive prizes, too, that you wonder, like, how do they raise money? Well, those are all donated, right, by different organizations.
Right, and we have some, you know, some of our relationships that we have with golf manufacturers that we're able to, they want to partner with us on something like this. I think it's a great opportunity, a great organization to support. And anything to support the military, you know, a lot of people jump on board.
Excellent. You do a lot. I don't know how you do it, Ed. I mean, you're ready to fly from one island to another island in a couple of minutes. And you're also the coach for the Punahou girls team, the golf girls team, right? Varsity?
So, right. So I'm actually the program director over at Punahou. So I oversee seven teams.
Seven teams?
From seventh grade, intermediate, boys and girls, all the way up to the varsity one, boys and girls, and then actively head coach the boys and girls varsity one teams.
Wow. Has there been, I was talking to Chie a couple of months ago, and she said that there were, I think it, she coaches the
varsity two girls.
Yeah, varsity, and she had a whole bunch of girls walk on.
Yeah, we've always been a no-cut. We've always wanted to be a no-cut sport because we want to get as many kids as possible just playing golf and acquainted with golf. So we didn't require any experience, prior experience. And we have a place for somebody at some point, either JVs or the intermediates or the varsities. This year we actually had to make a cut because there were about 100 kids for our seven teams.
100?
And that's 100, over 100. And it's just too many for us to handle. And you know, it's a luxury that we have. It's a great program, great coaches, and the kids are great. We have a good time on our golf program. It's not all about competition. It's about learning golf, being with friends, making new friends. And being outdoors.
It's wonderful. I mean, do you know what? Everybody's worried about growing the game and getting more girls into the game of golf, getting more women into the game of golf. So what's sparked this interest in the, I think a lot of them were juniors. They just all of a sudden decided they're going to go play golf.
Yeah, it's for us at Punahou, it's a spring sport in high school golf. And so a lot of the other sports, like the big sports of football, basketball, soccer for girls, volleyball for the girls, a lot of those big sports are over. And so they if they want to play a spring sport, you know, we're a great spring sport for, you know, someone to try out for and come out and participate.
Well, I think it's great because it's like everybody whispered in their ear, you know what? You can play golf for the rest of your life, and it's a really good sport to learn if you want to use it in business.
It is. And I always say that. You know, in the business world or in the work world, if you play golf or you know how to play golf, you'll always be included. If you don't know how to play golf, then you don't get included. And I tell a lot of my kids, it doesn't matter how good you are. It's just if you know how to play.
Exactly.
And that's all you need.
Exactly. I'm just going to throw something out there. The Executive Women's Golf Association was born in the 90s because a woman discovered that she was being left out of a lot of business events. And she was, you know, you never catch up. Once you're not included in a golf outing that's being, you know, put together by somebody in your business or another business, you can't catch up. You won't know what's happening in the group dynamic. and then you're always a little bit on the outside. So she started the EWGA, and last September we started a chapter here, and we've grown to, I think it's 26 members. Hey, and always growing.
That's great.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I've been aware of that program, and you know, I'll throw it out to you, Danielle, and you can take it back to Leroy. Whatever you want to, you want me to do something with you guys, a program or clinic or whatever it may be, let me know.
Oh,
fully supportive of it.
That's fantastic. And you know what they say about if you need something, then ask a busy person because they'll work you in. Here's the man who's in charge of the Punahou girls golf team and what did you say, the program, the seven sports?
Program director for golf, yeah.
Yeah, program director for golf at Punahou. He's the regional manager for Billy Casper Golf here in Hawaii. He's the general manager of the Ka'anapali Resort, golf resort. I mean, is there anything else you do? Are you raising a family?
cook for my three kids, take them to golf practice.
Oh, and he's a golf dad on top of everything else. Ed Kagayama, I know you got to go catch a flight. I got to let you off the phone. Thanks so much for joining
me. Thanks, Danielle.
Absolutely. Ed Kagayama, regional manager of Billy Casper Golf on the fourth annual world's largest golf outing to benefit Wounded Warrior Project. It's at Puakea on Kauai. It's at Ka'anapali on Maui. And if you would like to get in touch with these folks and get involved as an individual or as a team, lots of prizes to win. You go to the world's largest golf outing.com. I think that's the longest URL I've ever had to give out. We'll be back. We're talking with a legendary. Indeed, he is. Wonderful gentleman. He's got some stories to tell, and his name is Ben Wright. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Do you suffer from migraines and headaches, stiff neck, or grind your teeth? Come see Dr. Armand Chong at the Hawaii TMJ Institute. 20 years and state-of-the-art diagnostics with a caring staff gives you peace of mind. We're located at 3660 Wailea Avenue in Kaimuki, above Kahala. Call 737-2865 for your appointment. Validated parking. The first step to ending your chronic pain is Dr. Armand Chong at the Hawaii TMJ Institute.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
I've been thinking so much about Hoy Lake, Merseyside, UK, the Open, and things coming up in our future. How about like right now? We've got a flash flood watch up 6 o'clock this evening until 6 o'clock Monday. This is for Niihau, Kauai, Oahu, Molokai, Lanai, and Koho'olawe. So why? Because this tropical storm turned into a depression, and now it's just sort of bringing its raininess towards us. It's just off the south side of the Big Island, and I hope they get a lot of rain there. I hope there's no flooding, but there is always a chance of flooding. So today you're going to have scattered showers on Kauai and Oahu with frequent showers on Maui. The winds easterly right now, about 15 miles. So it's pushing everything towards Kauai, and it's going to come across. We're going to have mostly cloudy skies Sunday, slight chance of thunderstorms, locally heavy rainfall is possible. That's Sunday through Monday. Of course, right now on the Big Island, they've got all of that happening today, right now, and their winds are out of the northeast. So Hilo, you know, there's a good chance. Hey, if it's raining, let us know, because it's always good to know how far along the chain this little weather system has come. And if you're on Kauai, juniors, you get to play free at Poipu Bay Golf Course through August 31st. Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. free golf for juniors. Special summer promotion. Now through the end of August. It's the Juniors Play Free Summer Program. Okay? 6 to 17. They don't let anybody under 6 play. No. But it's for young golfers, 6 to 17, accompanied by a paying adult. Of course, you have to have supervision. So bring the kids out to play. It's fabulous at Poipu Bay. Now, speaking of fabulous, a man who has designed a wonderful golf course where the Web.com tour has played. I'm not sure if they're still playing there, so I won't say. He's an author of several wonderful books, including Good Bounces, Bad Lies. And his name is Ben Wright. And he was a broadcaster for years and years and years and years. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, he's the man at the Masters many, many years ago who said, "Yes, sir." Isn't that you said it first, right? Welcome to the show, Ben Wright.
Yes, I did say it first, Danielle, and a very good day to you. It's been a long time that I have not talked to you, and I'm very happy to have this opportunity. Yes, I did say yes, sir, after Jack Nicklaus holed his extraordinary eagle putt at my 15th hole at Augusta National in 1986 when he won his sixth green jacket at the age of 46. We all know that, but it was actually me who said yes, sir, first.
Yes, it was you, sir. And yes, sir. I'll never forget that. I was looking for the audio. There's a YouTube clip, and I couldn't find it. I didn't have time to find it. But I'm just so thrilled. We're here. I'm sort of there at Hoy Lake, you know, and I was looking at the television on ESPN watching, and you're probably able to watch it over and over again. They keep playing it at Hoy Lake, and I was looking at mud flats and horses. People are riding horses across the flats, and I thought, where is that? Does that area have a lot of horse racing?
I actually did, Danielle. The BBC commentary on the 1967 Open, which was won by Roberto de Vicenzo of Argentina. And it was an incredibly emotional thing for me because it'd been so close for so long since the Second World War. You know, he first started in 46 and eventually won in 67. And I was standing with Jack Nicklaus, and we had to end our interview, Nicklaus having been runner-up, as Roberto came down the final fairway with a two-shot margin. And the people in the bleachers, which were made of steel, got to their feet, and they stamped so loudly that we had to end the interview. Myself with Jack Nicklaus. And it was the first time I ever saw Nicklaus shed a tear. And I said to him, "Jack, why the tears?" And he said, "Because I'm so darn glad that this marvelous man has finally won this championship." And there again, Jack proving himself in defeat just as gracious as he ever was in victory, and God bless him.
Wow, thank you for that. That's one thing about Ben Wright. He has so many wonderful stories. In Good Bounces, Bad Lies, there are some raucous stories that you've told in your book.
I probably shouldn't have, Daniel.
Yes.
But, you know, it was after they kicked me out the door at CBS, so I felt that I had a license to be outrageous.
Well, why not? I mean, the stories are wonderful. I read a review of Good Bounces, Bad Lies, and in the review, the writer says, "You know, I love this book, and I guess it's been too long since I've heard Ben Wright. I forgot just what a great sense of humor he has. And as I'm reading it, I hear his voice now telling me these stories through this book. So I think that's the biggest compliment anyone can give an author, that your voice is actually heard while one is reading your work. That's wonderful.
You know something, Daniel? There are not many people, and I count myself as one of them, who talks exactly as he writes. I mean, I might be talking to you, but writing it, you know, in print. I had the ability to see what I ad-libbed in print. I actually saw it, as it were, in print, although, of course, it wasn't, because it was on the machine, to be processed into print.
Yeah.
And the copy takers at the Financial Times of London were always astounded that I had a 1,000-word weekly column, and I always stopped within 10 words of 1,000 without ever asking. It was a priceless ability for, you know, because I can only thank God for.
Yeah, to be able to see what you're speaking in print, so to speak.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But back to, I just wanted to clarify about the horses that I saw on ESPN. In 1869, Robert Chambers and George Morris were commissioned to lay out a golf course on the site of the former Liverpool Hunt Club's horse racetrack. So that's where the horse connection comes to Liverpool.
Yes, exactly.
I didn't know that.
And, you know, this club has an incredible record, Danielle, because two of the members who were amateurs also won the British Open, John Ball and Harold Hilton. So this is a club that is totally steeped in tradition. And I must say, I really didn't complete my story about De Vicenzo and Nicholas. That was the first and last British Open I did for the BBC television, because they took Hoylake off the rotor for the next 40 years, and I sold my soul to the commercial network because I was a young guy and I needed more money. So I didn't get to work the Open ever again, except in print. And except, occasionally I did stuff for the BBC and sidebars and so on, but it was such a great Open at Hoylake to go in and out on, as it were. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I was very lucky to be picked up by CBS 5 years later and spent 27 years with the network. And I did 23 Masters. And, you know, talk about a lucky man. I've been all over the world at other people's expense and got paid a king's ransom for so doing. I mean, how lucky can a man be?
I love
and
you.
And by the way, I'm still broadcasting on a weekly basis on Sirius XM, PGA Tour Radio Network. My host on a program called The Fairways of Life is Matt Adams, who's a consummate broadcaster. So here I am tottering to my 82nd birthday in September, and I'm still working on a weekly basis for pay, I might add.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
I don't see, there's something about thinking of you tottering into your 82nd birthday. I find that amusing.
I'm not as healthy as I used to be.
Well, you know.
But I've enjoyed life to the full, probably, which is not good for my health. But to hell with it.
Here you go. Now,
You're
still here. Have you given up drinking completely?
Are you there?
Yes, I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Uh-oh.
Oh, dear.
Have I lost you?
Yes. I can't hear you for some reason. Stand by. We're going to take
have I lost you?
Yes. We're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be back right after
have
this with Ben Wright, the legendary broadcaster, right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years. We depend on Creative Plumbing to maintain our plumbing, pipes, and fixtures. They just installed our commercial kitchen and finished two offices for the new tenants. Big business, condo, retail store, or home. You want your job on time, on budget, done right. Do what we do. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. That's Creative Plumbing, 841-2837. Your experts on call.
The beaten path is not for everyone. That's why we designed the new Acura MDX just for you. With features like Jewel-Eye LED headlights that mimic natural sunlight, illuminating more of what lies ahead. Integrated dynamic system with three separate performance settings to meet your mood. One-touch walk-in for simple one-button access in and out of the third row. And available AcuraLink surface street traffic information to keep you one step ahead of the herd. Maybe it's called the beaten path, because it can be beaten. Introducing the new 2014 Acura MDX. 3-year traffic subscription included. See your Acura dealer for system and coverage details.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out our latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit us today.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star, Star Protection Agency.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. You probably, if you've been following golf for any length of time, remember how Tiger Woods just sort of took out. No, we still can't hear each other. Can you hear me, Mr. Wright? No, we still don't have a connection. That's awfully strange, isn't it?
Hello?
Yes, I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. All right. We had some kind of, you know, I don't know, mongoose came running through the technical equipment here and disconnected us. But now we are back and we are in touch with Ben Wright, broadcaster, author, golf course architect. He is on Sirius XM on Fairways of Life. And that's Matt Adams is a wonderful broadcaster. He's actually an author himself and has been a guest on the show. He'll have to come back on. It's been a long time. So it's been a long time since we talked with Mr. Wright, who I bet you was watching every moment of the Open.
Yes, I was, Danielle. And what a day it was. You know, they always say that Saturday's third round is moving day. And for the first half of the broadcast, or more than that, it was Ricky Fowler who was doing the moving. And in fact, Rory McIlroy's four-stroke advantage overnight had disappeared when both men had played the 12th hole. They were both 12 under par. And then Rory, as you probably know, hit the afterburners. He birdied 14. He did have an untidy bogey at 17, but the bookends on that untidy bogey were eagle threes at 16 and 18, and his drive and his second shot at 18, you know, which is 577, I think, you know, it was just absolutely unbelievable. Drive in the perfect position, 4-iron, 10 feet from the hole. No one had got close to making an eagle all day. 10. I think there have only been 5 in the championship so far. I was just absolutely mind-boggled by the talent of this young man. And I was interested to hear Andy North, who won a couple of U.S. Opens and who is a man I respect enormously, saying that when Rory is at his best, he's as good as any that has ever been. Hogan, Nicholas, Woods, you name it. And I thought it was just absolutely a tour de force, because he now leads by 6 shots, and it's his event to lose.
It is his event to lose. My question to you, with all that you've experienced in life and watched the changes that come about, is this now the transition from the Woods era to the McIlroy era?
Well, you know, I have said for a long time that I didn't think Woods had a chance of catching Jack Nicklaus, because he's made so many demands of himself physically, in that incredibly energetic swing and so on. And I know he's conditioned himself amazingly, but I think you only have so much time in which to do things. I remember Tom Kite, when he suddenly seemed to lose it on the main tour, he said to me, "I've hit so many darn golf balls, I'm wore out." A nice expression, wore out. And I think there must be a bit of that in Tiger. But I've got to tell you, Danielle, when I saw him playing his second round yesterday, all in black, I couldn't help but thinking that he was mourning lost youth and perhaps lost talent, because he is now making elementary mistakes that Tiger Woods, at the top of his form, never made. I mean, he took a stupid 7 today in a gorse bush. And, you know, the old Tiger wouldn't do that. I was very interested. I was speaking to one of the great golf psychologists, and he said he senses desperation in Tiger Woods at the weekends in a major these days, which I thought was pretty interesting.
It is interesting, particularly when he has to make the cut. He pulls off an 8-foot putt on tricky greens, and this isn't the first time where he's just made the cut on the number and then just can't pull it together for a weekend that is as brilliant as the shot was that he got into the weekend on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, he started so poorly on both the previous rounds. And then, of course, he played the first hole today as his 10th hole, made a quite lovely birdie, if only he had been able to do that, and took those big numbers like the 7s and 6s off his card. He'd still be in contention, you know.
Yes, exactly. He would be. But it's always like that. Until he puts it all together, whether or not he can resurrect his game again, that like he did before he won 5 times last year, whether he can do that again is the question. But as you mentioned earlier in our conversation, Jack Nicklaus won that Masters that you said, yes, sir, on that shot he dropped at the age of 46. So what's different about Tiger Woods and Jack Nicklaus? Let's say Tiger Woods has another 8 years.
I think Jack Nicklaus was much more restrained. Jack would never hit it exceptionally hard for distance, except when he needed it. He always wanted to play a more controlled game where he controlled his distances. And, you know, it was a more cerebral rather than a physical game, despite what people might think of Nicklaus. I mean, he was the quintessential thinking man's champion, in my humble opinion.
And Tiger Woods is very physical.
Yeah, I mean, Tiger takes such a wild cut at it. But now he's starting, you know, his body is starting to break down. These really off-the-world shots start creeping in that are killing him.
Mm-hmm.
That seven today, you know, the short par four is you know, it's just going to kill. He can play beautifully for most of the round, but he cannot seem to avoid the disaster now anymore. And, you know, I think that he's still a tremendous player, and he's had very little golf since that this microdiscectomy.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, obviously that is showing up in these big numbers, I think. You know, he just hasn't had enough golf. But I think he was whistling in the wind in saying that he was coming to Hoylake to win. I think that was just delusionary.
Well, that's what Tiger says. I mean, if he's going to go, he's going to go with the hope of winning, the intent to win. And
yeah.
It's all psychological babble. You know, you've got to tell yourself positive things. Phil Mickelson does it all the time. And we think
yes,
nothing.
He does.
Yeah, doesn't he? And we let Phil be the Pied Piper of Phil's, you know, train as he goes along. And, oh, yes, I can turn this around. And, you know, oh, great, Phil. And then you know what the thing is. Phil often does turn it around.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But I'll tell you something, Daniel. I'm like Phil Mickelson, suffering from psoriatic arthritis as I reach old age, or have done some time ago. But it is quite amazing to me that Mickelson can continue playing at such a high level with all that he must endure if it's anything like mine. I know he injects himself in the stomach with Enbrel. And it's something that I can't do. So I have nurses stick the needle in my rear end so I can't see it. And I have methotrexate, which is my, crutch, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
And I have become a lot better since then. I have it every week now. But, I mean, Mickelson is extraordinary, as you rightly say. He talks himself into things, and no one is ever going to be able to take away from him that final round at Muirfield last year, which was such a tour de force, and particularly the three-wood at 17, the par 5, which was just one of the best golf shots I ever saw.
Yes, and then after the Scottish, right? That comes after the Scottish, then he...
Yeah,
and then right, and this is from a man who never got Lynx golf until all of a sudden he wins two Lynx events in a row. It was phenomenal.
Yes.
Yes.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it
and
is.
I think he got the message in the dreadful weather at Royal St. George's, Sandwich, Kent, when he didn't win, but he figured in that championship. And I think it gave him the idea that if he put his mind to it, he could play Lynx golf as well as anybody, because his shot-making ability is second to none.
There you go. Now let me ask you one question, finally, on Tiger. What would you tell Tiger Woods to do? What would you tell him? If you had an opportunity to sit down with Tiger Woods and he was listening, what would you tell him?
Advising Tiger Woods, I would tell him to stop tinkering with his swing and becoming so mechanical. Play with all the marvelous natural verb and ability with which he reached the top of the tree, and then it was only then that he started messing about with different teachers and so on. And I think he ought to go back to just being the natural Tiger.
And do you think that it is now the McIlroy era? We didn't really answer that question.
No, I do think it is. I think it's some of these young guys are definitely taking over. And I don't count out Ricky Fowler. I mean, he's really been a terrific player of Lynx golf, at which he had no experience until a couple of years ago. And I think America has a few very good ones coming along, but they are outnumbered at the moment by the players in Europe and maybe the rest of the world.
So what do you say to Tom Watson about the team he's trying to put together to play the Ryder Cup in Scotland against such a great UK team?
Well, I think I would say to him, go with youth and just take a gamble and forget the old guys, forget Woods, forget Mickelson. Go with the people like Ricky Fowler and Nick Watney and all those other young kids and just give it a punt, you know, because the golf course is a Jack Nicklaus golf course at Glen Eagles. And I think that might suit quite a lot of those young Americans. So I would say go with you, but I don't have the job. And he was successful in the fact that he was one of the few winning American Ryder Cup captains in the last quarter century.
Exactly. I think that's why the PGA of America went with him. You know?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
A really good bet. We are KPUA Hilo, KGU Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. We're talking with Ben Wright, legendary broadcaster, author, and he built a golf course, the Cliffs Valley Golf Course in Travelers Rest, South Carolina, opened in 95, the 18-hole par 72 course designed in the Parkland style by Ben Wright. We're going to continue our conversation right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poi Poo Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poi Poo Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poi Poo Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poi Poo Bay. That's 742-8711. Poi Poo Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
Do you suffer from migraines and headaches, stiff neck, or grind your teeth? Come see Dr. Armand Chong at the Hawaii TMJ Institute. 20 years in state-of-the-art diagnostics with a caring staff gives you peace of mind. We're located at 3660 Wailea Avenue in Kaimuki, above Kahala. Call 737-2865 for your appointment. Validated parking. The first step to ending your chronic pain is Dr. Armand Chong at the Hawaii TMJ Institute.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. I'm looking at the leaderboard at the Open with Rory McIlroy, Ricky Fowler, Sergio Garcia, Dustin Johnson, Victor Dubuisson, Eduardo Molinari, Matteo Manassero, Adam Scott, Robert Carlson, Jim Furyk, there's another American, Charles Schwartzel, Darren Clark, Graham McDowell, Justin Rose, Mark Leishman. So if we throw out the old guys and we throw out Tiger Woods and we throw out, Phil Mickelson, and we throw out always steady Eddie Jim Furyk, then we do have a slim, from what we look at the Open here, a slim team. And I think you do have a good point. We're talking with Ben Wright. He is the legendary broadcaster. He was on CBS for years, broadcast in the UK before that, writer, author, golf course architect, and right now on my golf show. And I'm so very pleased to have you on the show, Mr. Wright. It's a pleasure. I got to ask you about Royal Liverpool. from the other opens, or rather the other courses in the rota that the Open is played at, what's different or challenging about Royal Liverpool over the others?
Well, there are various things that are very challenging. There are a lot of internal out of bounds, and a lot of people don't like those kind of golf courses. But it was even worse in my young day because they had a par 3 called the Dowie, which has now been totally changed on the outward half, where if you missed the green on the left, you were out of bounds. I mean, that, on a, in the kind of weather that prevails at Hoy Lake, that was terribly unfair, I thought, and I'm very glad they did away with it. But I think what is so good about Hoy Lake is you don't get so many freaky bounces that you do at some of the links courses in Britain and Ireland. And another thing, the bunkers are all totally visible and are very severe, obviously, and they cast those black shadows with the revetted front. That make them very difficult to get out of, but they're mostly flat-bottomed, which at least gives you a level lie. But I, you know, there's so many great challenging holes at Hoy Lake. I'm very partial because I played a lot of golf there when I was young and could play, and I think, you know, it's a fantastic test of golf. But by modern-day standards, Danielle, it can only be defended by the weather because these guys hit it so darn far. I mean, it's absolutely absurd how far they are hitting the golf ball. You know, you think that little slip of a lad, Rory McIlroy, can hit drives 350 yards and even three woods and sometimes the odd iron that distance. It's quite crazy.
It is
a different game.
It is a different game, and the equipment has made all the difference in the world. If we were to give them the equipment you were using.
Well, my equipment, I had managed to get down to a 2 handicap with pre-war golf balls, which looked like furnace coke, and a bunch of assorted, ill-assorted weapons, you know, including a hickory shaft or two. So, you know, it's just astounding. I have got modern equipment now, and at the age of nearly 82, I can probably hit the drive almost as far as I did when I was 30.
Wow.
It's ridiculous. I mean, I just swing the club in the same way, and it does all the work. I don't do any, because I'm a feeble old thing.
You don't sound like a feeble old thing. I wanted to ask you, do you allow yourself a drink every once in a while?
Yes, I do. I drink wine, and exclusively mostly wine.
White or red?
Red, mostly.
A nice red. What is your favorite?
I'm a huge fan of the Spanish wines. I love a good Reserve Rioja as much as anything that I've ever laid my thieving hands on.
Your thieving hands on? What is your favorite night out memory? Do you have a after round sort of evening out with the guys, the girls, the people that you?
Well, you know, I played in a tournament in Britain called the Halfy Hewitt Cup, in which 64 of the best schools in England, their former pupils, fielded 10-man teams against each other in a knockout tournament at Royal St. George's and Royal Cinque-Ports in April. And we once played in a force 10 gale, and there was snow was hitting us because we got in the way, but it wasn't hitting the ground except somewhere 10 miles inland. And when the tide changed, the ground was covered in snow within minutes, and we were called in. And everybody at Royal St. George's, where we were playing, was allowed a tumbler, a silver tumbler full of whiskey, Scotch whiskey or cognac. And I took the latter because I was absolutely, I was almost in tears with cold. And the four of us who had our match halted, thankfully, at the ninth hole, which is fairly close to the clubhouse. And we all decided to get mortal drunk to ward off pneumonia, which we thought might be a certainty. And in the middle of our drunken conversation, one of my opponents said, "Why don't you write a column for the Financial Times?" And I said, "Well, I thought the Financial Times," which I had never read, by the way, "was a financial newspaper." And he said, "Well, yeah, but everybody in the City of London is obviously, well, most of them are going to be golfers anyhow." And anyhow, to cut a long, tedious story short, it was my favorite evening ever, because within 48 hours, I had the job as the first ever golf writer for the Financial Times. And I did a weekly column for them for 24 years. And that was the greatest break I ever had outside being signed up by CBS.
That's fantastic. It just goes to show you, ideas born of drunken revelry can often be fruitful. Thank you so much for being on the show. Ben Wright, we need to do it more often than every couple of years, because you're just so much fun. Thanks for being on.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Anytime, Danielle.
Aloha, Ben Wright, our broadcaster, author, golf course architect, and the voice of golf worldwide. My name is Danielle Tucker. We're going to be joined by Bob Bupka in a few minutes. Aloha. Until then, we'll be back right after this.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years. We depend on Creative Plumbing to maintain our plumbing, pipes, and fixtures. They just installed our commercial kitchen and finished two offices for the new tenants. Big business, condo, retail store, or home. You want your job on time, on budget, done right. Do what we do. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. That's Creative Plumbing, 841-2837. Your experts on call.
When the outside world grows too intrusive, it's nice to know you can escape to one that's all your own. Like the one you'll find inside the Acura RDX. With over 38 inches of rear legroom and over 76 cubic feet of cargo space, the interior of the RDX is designed to be your personal sanctuary. The RDX also features perforated leather-trimmed seating surfaces that provide maximum comfort to every passenger, gripping them through accelerated turns. Immaculately designed and tailored to fit the human form, the Acura RDX interior was named one of Ward's 10 best. The 2014 Acura RDX. Create your own space in the world. Acura reminds you to properly secure items stowed in cargo area.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out our latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit us today.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
And welcome back. It could be the beginning or the next leg in the career Grand Slam. Rory McIlroy won by 7 at Kiawa, took home the PGA Championship by 6 at Congressional for his U.S. Open. And now he leads by 6, and this is at Royal Liverpool in Hoylake, Merseyside in the U.K., going into Sunday. And joining us now is Bob Bupka. Welcome to the show, Bob.
Well, thanks for having me on, Danielle. And it's quite amazing. It's after 7 o'clock at night here, and I guess after 7 o'clock in the morning there, or 8 o'clock in the morning?
Just after 8 o'clock. It's 8:15 in the a.m. All right. And so, okay, so I was talking to Alex Maselli earlier in the show.
And Alex, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, yes. And I just wanted to ask you something. He says, what's wrong with Tiger? How come Tiger's playing so poorly? Of course, you guys are going to have a conversation about this on your show, the Grill Room Golf Show on TuneIn Radio, and the new show. You guys will be going at it on Monday talking about Tiger's problems. And I guess you kind of get to defend Tiger on the show?
Yeah, I really do. I mean, number one, Alex would have never talked about Tiger if he was leading after 2 days. He probably wouldn't even have 3 days. He wouldn't even have come on your show. I mean, so, but I can handle it. The first thing I'm going to say on the Grill Room is welcome to the Grill Room. And I guarantee Tiger's going to win the PGA Championship. And that'll be the end of Alex Maselli.
He'll walk out the door and he'll be gone, and Janice will have to go and grab him.
There you go.
Okay, so I was really enthralled there for a few minutes. We had Rory McIlroy, Ricky Fowler at the top of the leaderboard. I went, wow, this is going to be something. This is going to be a horse race to the end. And Rory's got somebody who's actually, you know, competing with him, and then it all fell apart.
Yeah, it really did. But I tell you, one person that's very happy that Rory McIlroy has that lead, and that's his father, Jerry McIlroy, because a few years back, Jerry McIlroy wagered 500 pounds, which in American dollars right now is somewhere around $750 to $800. At 500-to-1 odds that Rory McIlroy would win an Open Championship before he turned 26 years old. And he's now 25, and this is the last year that he had to do it, and now he's got a 6-shot lead. So you add up 500-to-1, I think it's around $200,000 or something, that he'll stand to win if Rory holds on.
I forgot, you're in the UK. It's all about wagering, isn't it? I mean,
yeah, I know it's legal here.
I know.
That's all they talk about. It's pretty fascinating. I mean, there are a lot of other fascinating aspects to the UK for your listeners in Hawaii that have never been here. I would alert them to the fact that if they come over and go to a bar and ask the bartender for a glass of ice, you'll be able to watch them as they reach in with a pair of tongs and take out one cube and put it in your glass. Ice, they cherish ice like they're gold. Matter of fact, the other night, waiting for Janice at the bar, I smelled popcorn. I said, "Are you making popcorn?" And the bartender says, "Certainly, you want some?" I said, "Oh, I love it." And they came over and put this little square dish in front of me and counted out 12 kernels of popcorn and said, "Enjoy yourself, sir."
Well, you see, the finer things in life, electricity among them, cherished, you know, in the UK. And making ice, you got to have a lot of electricity.
Matter of fact, we're staying in a very, very nice hotel, and the ice machine in the lobby for the people that stay in this hotel is smaller than the ice machine I have in my house.
Okay, Rory McIlroy. If he makes his dad well, he's already wealthy, but if he makes him some more money, if he wins tomorrow, he'll join Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods. Youngest, 25 to win three of the four majors by the age of 24, 25. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Jack Nicklaus and Tiger are the only two that have ever done that. Also, Rory McIlroy, with a victory tomorrow, will become the 44th golfer in history to have won three majors. So it's very elite company, to say the least. Now, Tom Watson, who's over here competing, has a lot of reason for concern. Looking at the top 16 finishers going into the fourth and final round, four are Americans, nine are Europeans, and worse than that, Tiger's only one shot better than the captain.
I know. That is so cute, isn't it? And I mean, at 64, he's the oldest man to make the cut in an Open, Tom Watson.
And believe it or not, if Tom Watson has a better round than Tiger tomorrow, his excuse for not putting him on his team would be a simple one. Heck, he can't beat me. What do I want him on a team for?
Okay, so I was going through the leaderboard as you were talking about that. You know, we've got Ricky Fowler, yes, and Dustin Johnson. Dustin is doing good, isn't he?
Yeah, he really is. He decided originally when he came over here, Danielle, his strategy was going to be using irons off the tee and leaving himself, relatively long shots into the green, just like the majority of the field. But then he got wise and decided, what the heck? Let me take a driver. Let me hit it as far as I can. If I get lucky and it doesn't go into the severe bunkers over here, I'll have a chance to win. And I think that's the way he's playing it. I mean, Rory McIlroy is taking, Rory McIlroy is bleeding, and he's taking driver on holes that other players that are trailing are hitting irons off the tee. So you explain that to me.
It's difficult. It's difficult explaining how he's playing right now. Obviously, he's gotten over the Friday thing. He's got 66, 66. He shot 68 today?
Yeah, he did. The Friday thing was simply media created. I mean, that reference was unjustified. And
wait a second,
you know,
I'm having an Alex moment. I disagree because he would do really well on a Thursday and then just blow up on a Friday.
Oh, really? And
yeah.
Can you tell me like those times that he did really well on Thursday,
yeah,
when it was 70 degrees and sunny, and maybe blowing 40 miles an hour on Friday? Does that count at all?
Okay. Well, I was thinking of Memorial, for instance. I didn't know the weather was a 15 strokes difference between Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, and other examples that they quoted in the papers over here, on one Thursday he shot a 66, and on Friday he ballooned to a 69.
Oh, well.
Now, of course, no player in the field wouldn't have taken 66, 69 before it started. So I didn't buy into that.
Okay.
And certainly I think that myth is behind us now.
Okay.
I mean, this kid is very talented, Danielle. I met him when he was 16 years old. The last time the Open Championship was at Carnoustie, which is the toughest Open course that they participate on. The wind was howling. He was a 16-year-old amateur. When he got finished, he was the only player in the field not to make a bogey that day. So I had to meet him, and through that I got to know his mom and dad and everything real well. But I knew then that what I was watching was very, very talented. And he's in position now. He's won a U.S. Open by 8 shots. He's won a PGA championship by 8 shots. He's liable to win an Open championship by 10 shots.
Yeah. It's phenomenal. Those Eagles on 16 and 18 were absolutely amazing watching him play.
Yeah, but, he hits a driver and then, hits a 6-iron in 18. I mean, it's not your normal par 5 where, of course, he does hit a driver extremely far. But, if they made him par 4s, he would have ended up with, of pars on both of those holes. So, it's all in the numbers.
Yeah, it's all in the numbers.
I have a bigger complaint.
What's that?
With going through the food line today,
yeah,
and they had these nice tomatoes in this dish all stuffed. And I said, I'll have one of those. Of course, over here, they call it a tomato. Mm. And the girl behind the counter says, you can't have one. I said, I can't have one? She said, no, sir. I said, why? She said, those are saved for people that are vegetarian. I said, well, how do you know I'm not a vegetarian? She said, because you have a piece of meat on your plate. I said, you win, and I moved on down the line.
You tell him, next time you get in line, you tell her that it's for me, your friend, and I'm waiting for my tomato to arrive.
There you go.
Okay?
You'd be perfect at the Open Championship. You say tomato so well.
How's your accommodations? You always have a story about where you're staying. Where are you staying in Hoy Lake?
Well, actually, it's a very lovely hotel in downtown Liverpool. Of course, I was told when I said that nobody ever calls Liverpool downtown, but I do. And it's ideal accommodations, except for one major factor, and that is the bath shower situation. First day here, I climbed into this bathtub, which has a wall about 5 feet high. And, you know, I struggled to get in, but it wasn't that bad. And then I take my shower, and I try and get out. Now I'm soaking wet. The floor is slippery. I had Janice call to the lobby to bring up a small ladder so I could get out of the bathtub.
Okay, well, you know, I would like that because everybody, you know, being able to sink into a bathtub sounds fantastic. What is the name of your hotel?
It's called the Novotel. It's really, really very nice. They do have a unique situation when you get in the elevator. You got to slide your room key or it wouldn't work. Of course, the first day I got in it, I was not aware of that, and I pushed the up button and it wouldn't go. I got out of the elevator, went to the next one. It wouldn't go. I storm up to the front desk and said, you got some problems with the elevators. They said, we don't have any problems. You got to put your card in there, buddy. I said, oh, gee, I'm sorry.
Bob Bupka, tune in radio. You'll find his show. It's called The Grill Room Golf Show with Alex Maselli. The Grill Room Golf Show, Bob Bupka on TuneIn Radio. You can have it anytime you want. Tablet, iPhone, awesome. Thanks for being on my show, Bob.
My pleasure to be on your show.
Thank you.
A good friend, Danielle, and one day we'll be working a Open Championship.
Together. Yes. Thank you very much. Thank you for making the golf show, the golf club, possible. We're proud to introduce our newest sponsor, Creative Plumbing. Whether you're a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, a townhouse, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Creative Plumbing. Dr. Armand Chong, he's a great dentist. He's the director of the Hawaii TMJ Institute. Dr. Armand Chong, his number is 737-3525. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, and they are offering a terrific opportunity for juniors 6 through 17. You get to play free with your adult. So take your adult with you, and you get to play free. Tell them, you know, it's a special deal. You just need them to come with you, okay? That's what you do. Star Protection for property threat and risk assessment. For protection for your home, for your business, and for your special concert, like, let's say, or special event like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection. What you need, they're in Hawaii, they're in California. And Acura of Honolulu, where military appreciation never ends, and college graduate program. You can, you know, if you're graduating out of college, you could be one of, you know, a little later semester after the summer school. Check it out. You'll get some really good deals. And speaking of Acura, the new 2015s hitting the lot at Acura of Honolulu, that is the leading 2015 RDX, long-awaited, finally here. Get the introductory rates starting at 0.9% APR. Choice of colors you didn't have last month due to the light inventory last month. So this is the new 2015s. They're at Acura of Honolulu, and you can see them at 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. All right, so get down to Poipu Bay. Take your juniors because you can play free. You can always listen to the show if you're just catching the tail end. It's at radiogolfclub.com We're also on iTunes or Stitcher Radio, streaming right through your radio. Be prepared for a lot of rain. It's in the forecast as what was Tropical Storm Wally. The remnants come with the rain right through the island chain. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2014.